This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, radio listeners. What a blessing. What a true blessing of God today. If you're hearing my voice, that means you're living, you're breathing, and you have your being. So I pray that you will be blessed with the word today. This is your host, Reverend E. June Addison, thanking Sister BJ for the opportunity to come to you every third Tuesday at this time to bring your word of encouragement, of uplifting from the word of God. And today we're going to familiar ground. Everybody, I pray you have your Bible, pencil, and paper, and we will look at the word of God today from John chapter 15. I pray that in the midst of all that is going on in the world today, that this word, you will apply it, you'll eat it, you'll digest it, and you will be nourished by it, because we're in a day and hour where we must know in whom we believe and in whom we have our being. So we're going to take a look at John chapter 15. And as my pastor, Reverend Raymond Franklin, always says, Jesus is talking and he's talking in red. So we're here. Jesus tells the multitude that is before him, he says, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bringeth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Here's our key. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. And the final verse, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. I pray that resonates in your spirit today. Even so, go back and read it several more times as you study, continue to study. So what Jesus said, he truly meant. So sometimes we take the word of God and we say, oh, okay, that's what Jesus said. But no, we have to take this word, believe it, receive it, digest it, apply it, activate it in our lives. So when we go from day to day and night to night, you know, no matter how long your lifespan or your journey may be, without God, which we have him through our relationship with Jesus Christ, without him, we can do nothing. Jesus meant that. And, you know, right about now, all of the media and all of the preponderance and words and talk of what has happened in the attempted assassination and all the political things that are going on, all that's going on in our community, all that we hear, Oh, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand, without Jesus, we can do nothing. You know, people are saying, oh, we need to do better. We need to tone it down. We need to tone down the rhetoric. Without Christ in an individual's life, for real, we cannot tone down. We cannot do what it takes to love one another, to be respectful to one another, to respect life, to do those things that Jesus has commanded us to do. We cannot do it of our own. In us, you know, there is no strength within our own selves that we can do those things that we have no law for. There's no law that said you must love other than the law of Christ. There's no law that says you got to treat this person this way or that way. But to be able to do that, we must have Jesus Christ in us, connected to him in order to do those things that make us civil human beings, that makes us loving human beings, that makes us love one another, and especially the body of Christ, the members of the body of Christ. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's absolutely, we defile the word of God when we act opposite of what the scripture teaches. We defile the word of God when we cannot, quote unquote, get along with one another. We should not have that a part of our vocabulary. And if there's an offense that takes place, then Christ in us causes us to go and make it right with our brother and sister. So Jesus is telling us, without me, you can't do nothing. And he tells us how and why. He tells us, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. So we have a relationship with God through Christ. Jesus being the vine and the Father being the husbandman. That is relationship. He and the Father is one, and us in him makes us one in the Father. So he brings us, he's talking to an agricultural community, and they well understand vine and husbandman and branches and fruit. So he speaks to them, in other words, in their language. And he makes the point that if these elements do not come together, there'll be no fruit. If him being the vine, God being the husbandman, and us being in him, there'll be no fruitful living. So, my brothers and my sisters, without God, whom we have a relationship with through the Son of God, Jesus, we can do nothing. We cannot turn the tides of this city. We cannot turn the tides of this country, this nation, the hearts of men toward God without Jesus Christ. You know, we used to have this saying, Jesus is still the answer. Well, that statement stands today. Jesus is truly the answer because he tells us in his word, without him, he means that, without him, we can do nothing. Waking up this morning, realize and acknowledge he kept us all night. He kept us, look, we were sound asleep in what I call a semi-coma. So we did not keep our heart beating. We did not keep our lungs functioning. We did not keep our organs that function while we're in a semi-coma state. God kept us. God, through Christ Jesus, kept us while we slept. so that when we woke up this morning, our eyes blinked and all of our organs, and as the old church would say, we had the activity of our limbs. Oh, it may not be functioning as well or as lubricated as we want it to be. Might have a little stiffness there, but guess what? We were up and moving in Christ Jesus. He made it possible for us to get about, for us to wake up and get up. Amen. So in our bodies, we cannot keep ourselves. We must be connected to the vine. Whether some realize it or not, it was the hand of God that extended grace to us and mercy to us today. That if you are alive, if you are here and you're moving about and you're seeing that your household is well, it was the grace and mercy of God. Without him, it's impossible to keep ourselves. So don't deceive yourselves that, oh, it was my alarm clock. Oh, somebody came and woke me up. Or, oh, I heard some noise and I woke up. No, it was through Christ that God extended mercy to us, that we could get up and do his will on today. I want you to look at something with me in Acts 17 and 28. Acts 17 and 28, where Paul says, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offsprings." In him, in Christ Jesus, who is in the Father. And because we're in Christ, if we are saved through no other name than Jesus Christ the Lord, if we are in him, if he is truly our Savior and Lord, we live in him, we move in him, and we have our being in him. So verses 1 through 3 in John chapter 15, Jesus tells his disciples that his Father is the husbandman. And he prunes each branch so that it could bring forth more fruit. So there are some things that we will go through in life that God will prune us, and he will take away those areas. He desires to take away those areas that are unfruitful in our lives. He desires for us to bring forth much fruit, that we be fruitful on a daily basis, that being connected to Christ, there's no way we cannot be fruitful. Being connected to Christ, that means our life is fruitful. Jesus points their attention and our attention that it's necessary to stay connected to him. Look at the order in which he speaks. So I'm going to move about a little bit through these passages. And in verse 4, he says, "Abide in me and I in you." Look at the order that Jesus places our abiding. He says, "Abide in me." First, we take the initiative to abide in him. And then because we abide in him, he will abide in us. We already know Jesus will not come in. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, will not come in and impose their will upon our will. So it is our will that becomes submissive unto Jesus, unto the Father's will to abide in Christ. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we must take the initiative. We must take the initiative to wake up and thank God. We must take the initiative to praise him. We must take the initiative, hallelujah, to bless his name. We must take the initiative to wake up and get up and be joyous for the day and have our being move about the day in Christ. Oh, my brothers and sisters. He first says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. So first, we must acknowledge, God, on today, I surrender and submit myself unto you. You have full control. You are in control. And Father, I come to you and I abide in you through Christ Jesus. Now, that word abide means remain. It means to dwell. It means to continue. It means to tarry, to endure. All of these are powerful images of remaining and dwelling and continuing and tarrying and enduring in the branch, as a branch in the vine, and as the husbandman, Father God. So as the branch, we must remain, we must dwell, we must continue, we must tarry and endure in the vine, the Lord Jesus. You in him, him in you, and we are one in the Father. Oh my God, Jesus urged his disciples, as we hear him speak to us today, to stay connected, remain and dwell in me, continue in me, not just up today and down tomorrow, not just connected today and not tomorrow, not just dwelling today and not tomorrow, not or this afternoon, or when storm come, when trouble come, when difficulties come, when challenges of life come, when we're in those places where we can hardly breathe, in those places of death and dying and all the news that we hear about, all these things that are going on in the world, when we are connected and dwelling in the Lord Jesus, then we can stand the storms of life. We can stand and endure. Why? Because Jesus, we abiding in him, and he's abiding in us, and we are able to be steadfast and unmovable in him. But it's not possible if we're not there. It's not possible if we have not initiated the indwelling in the Lord Jesus. For without him, apart from him, the branch that's apart from a vine cannot be sustained. This image is so powerful, and I encourage you to go back and just take the whole chapter, but certainly take those first five verses and meditate on them and make a fresh commitment today that, Lord Jesus, I'm abiding in you and you abiding in me, and we are one in the Father God. So we cannot live. Think of it. We cannot live apart from our heart. We cannot live apart from our lungs. We cannot live apart from any major organ that functions and keep the body alive. How much more we cannot live apart from the Lord Jesus. And everything, every decision, every thought. There are so many times I say, Lord, do you want me to go today? Lord, do I go do this, thus? Do I say thus and thus? I ask him. I consult with him. I first acknowledge him in all my ways. And when I don't, let me tell you, I know it. The results will tell on me that I didn't consult God first. And in everything, we consult with him, because we are in him. And without him, we can do nothing. This world is becoming more and more wicked, more and more godless, more and more lawless, which the word of God tells us it will be. And we are seemingly hearing some unbelievable things happening. But in all these distractions and in all this deception in the world, Jesus wants to assure us that we can be safe in him when we remain, when we dwell, when we continue and tarry and endure in him. To have that relationship, to have that unwavering relationship, to have that doubtless relationship with Jesus. Think of it. You know, look outside and look at the leaves. Look at the trees and the bushes and the grass. Can these things live without being rooted in the and connected to the ground, the source of their nourishment, the source of their growth, the source of getting water? See, we know this. Water, the trees do not get water just by rain falling on the leaves. The tree gets its water from the roots that are embedded in the ground. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus was saying. Unless you are rooted and grounded, connected to me, the vine, you have no source of life. And in Christ, through Christ, we have the Holy Spirit in us, with us, that that nourishment may come through. Oh, my brothers and sisters, God intends for us to be mindful in praying and praying without ceasing, in remaining in the scriptures, remaining in his word, remaining before him in prayer, in worship, in praise. Not just prayer and praise and worship on Sunday morning, throughout the day, all day. David said, day and night I'm in your word, O God. Oh, Father, we must stay that kind of connected, day and night, night and day. I want to point out something in Galatians 5 where Jesus, he mentions fruit. And we know Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So in remaining in Christ, the Holy Spirit is in us. And so in the Holy Spirit, we have the fruit of the Spirit. And it's interesting to note that Paul does not say fruit, but Paul uses a singular form of speech. Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and he names several things. Now, you would think Paul would have put an S on that fruit, right? But he didn't. He said the fruit. Oh, my Jesus. That means that when we have the Holy Spirit is the fruit, is the one that produces the fruit that is necessary for us to have a life that abides in Christ. Oh, my Jesus. It's not one or we don't have the other, but it's all of them together. We have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Paul lists them all for us. Oh, my goodness. Meekness, temperance, all these things are fruit, fruit of the Spirit. And we have them. You know, and they will come forth as God needs them in our lives, as God need us to go from day to day, from one degree to the other, from one task to the other, from one assignment to the other. This fruit of the Spirit will show up. Patience will show up when you need it. Joy will show up when it's needed. Love, and it's constant. It's not a going back and forth, or it's not, it cannot be diminished if somebody offends us. It cannot be overshadowed if something happens that causes us to act out, as we say, act out of godly character. No, these are steadfast and they are constant in our lives. And they come forth because we abide in Christ Jesus and he abides in us. Look at how Jesus said that. It's not a one-sided relationship. He doesn't say, abide in me and leave us there. But he balances that relationship by saying, you abide in me, I'll abide in you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He balances the relationship in that when we abide in him, he will abide in us. And we know he's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man. He needs to repent for anything he said or done. So we must abide in him. And when we do that, there will be evidence of our abiding. And that evidence is the Holy Spirit, who brings forth the fruit of the Spirit. And we walk in those fruits. We exhibit Christ in us. We walk in them. And we can be effective in ministry, that when God needs us to minister to someone, to speak a word to someone, to bless someone, to sow, to give, whatever God will use us for, our gifts and calling, he's able to do that because we have abided in Christ. And Christ, I love how he balances our relationship. You know, in the natural, you give, you give, you give, and it's not reciprocated back to you. You do all the giving, and they do all the taking. Jesus does not do that within our lives. But he balanced it, and he said, you abide in me, I'll abide in you. That's not negotiable. That's not an option. That's not up for debate. Jesus said it will happen. So if you're saying you're abiding in Jesus, you're going to be fruitful by the power of the Holy Spirit in you, and he will abide in you, and there shall be evidence that there is a relationship between you and Jesus, that you are abiding in him. It's necessary that we learn that we must display the fruit of the Spirit, because it examples Christ abiding in us and us in him. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are admonished. We are admonished by Christ to know that he is the true vine, that his Father is the husbandman, that we are the branches, and every branch in him will bear fruit, and God will purge us so that we can bring forth more love, more joy, more peace, more patience, more kindness, more goodness, more faithfulness. He takes away all these things that will hinder the growth of the fruit of the Spirit in us. And then he tells us, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, we can't do these fruit of ourselves except we abide in him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Jesus tells us, I am the vine. He leaves no space for us to think about, well, who, well, how? No, he does not leave us wondering. He does not leave us unaware or unsure or uncertain. He says, I am the vine. So we don't get to abide in him in us without knowing that he is the vine, and we must have our being. We must live and move and have our being in Christ, all these things, this hatred and this all these things that are going on, we